Carly, it's great to have you on the show, and I know a lot of folks love hearing you up here in this country. You're old country. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm honored to be on the show. Thanks.
Now, you know Eugenie a little bit. You've trained in Florida. She's gone down to that area a fair bit and done some great work. She was down for almost the whole month of December pulling, like, tackling dummies across football fields. She's really into the physical aspect of this, but you've been able to see her work and be ready for a moment like this.
Yes, her coach, Nick Saviano, who is on the east coast of Florida, is where we used to train also. At a different facility. So she's been with him loyally since she's been about 12. And on the physical aspect of it, at being her size, you know, she most definitely is going to have to be in incredible shape, you know, most throughout her career. And it speaks for itself, as you saw the other night.
People have looked at this draw at the Aussie Open and they say that, yeah, Bouchard had a lot of things fall her way in terms of the opponent. That said, when you're 19 years old and it's a Grand Slam, does it even matter who you're playing? Is it just as easy to fall into the moment and be overwhelmed?
Well, if you look at her career coming up from the juniors, I mean, she's certainly steadily come up. And she's been really solid. So I think she's used to the big moment. I mean, obviously, this is probably the biggest moment of her career, but by no means has she not performed at this level in the past. You know, especially recently, she's been doing really well. So I think she's going in with a lot of confidence. She has nothing to lose. Lee has a tremendous amount of pressure on her from, I'm sure, being top five in the country and being from China. So it's going to be a really interesting match. And if she can mentally hold it together, and obviously Lee doesn't make a lot of errors, and she plays really smart, I think, you know, the odds are in her corner. But it's going to be a fascinating match, and I myself can't wait to watch it.
I can't either. Carly Bassett's kind enough to join us this morning on Brady and Walker. You beat Hanna Manlikova, who I remember well in the quarterfinals. She'd go on to win the U.S. Open the next year, but you're turning 17 that year, and you get to the U.S. Open semis in Flushing Meadow. Now, I looked, Carly, the other night at the ages. I ran down the ages of the top 15 female players, and it's amazing. There's Eugenie, and there's Sloane Stephens at age 20. But the era of the teenagers kind of gone. They have placed more restrictions, so we're not seeing Capriati and Sellis, who came after you, or Tracy Austin, who came before you. It's a grown woman's game now, isn't it? In your mid-20s is when players are peaking.
Well, I think in retrospect, it's probably one of the greatest moves the WTA made, because, I mean, the burnout factor and the maturity factor, it really cuts it right down. 15 is young, and especially when you do so well at such a young age, everybody comes at you right, left, and center, and the exposure alone is overwhelming, and so much is put on your platter, and I don't think at that age you're mature enough to really be able to handle it all, unless the foundation around you is really there and basically says, no, we're really not doing this right now. We're going to wait a few years. And 19, 20, a girl I feel is almost fully developed in the mind, and you have enough experience behind you, you know, with the ups and downs, to know how to carry it when things don't go your way.
Like you said, obviously the biggest moment of her young career so far, and one of the tougher opponents in Lee Na. How does she handle the number 4 seed?
I honestly don't think she's going out there thinking it like that. It's funny because most people ask me that question, and when you're in that moment, you go out there and you just focus on the ball. And strategically, I'm sure she knows exactly what she needs to be doing. And once you start thinking about the other opponent and the results, et cetera, that's when you start to see the balls not going into the place where you actually want them to go to. But I feel she's going to play loose, and she's going to go out there, and it's her moment, and she knows that, and I'm sure she's incredibly excited. She's certainly prepared for it. And Lee, I think Lee's going to be a little tight, but then again, I'm not sure. You know, my husband and I were talking about this, you know, the other night, because he watched both matches, and he just said this is really going to be a test for her.
Carly Bassett-Siguso, our guest. Yeah, your husband, Robert, you played in such a different era. There was pressure. There was exposure. You knew all about it in the mid-'80s. but it's even more different now. You're raising kids right now. They're playing tennis. Is it, as a parent, I guess you reflect on your era and think, well, yeah, I had to deal with A, B, and C, but these kids now with social media, with the internet, with everything, it's there's a lot more to be conscious of and be aware of as just a young, famous person. Eugenie, Carling, if she wins this tournament, her life changes forever in this country and around the world as well.
Well, I don't think so much it didn't with my life either, to be quite honest with you, without the social media. Once I broke through, I mean, I was 3 months in Japan. I mean, when you're famous and you're at the top like that, it's nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could take everything away. I mean, it's no different from now. You know, I'm working on mysteries and I'm with a film group out in L.A., the Studio Film Group, with who's doing major films. And even though I'm not doing a lot of it through social media, I feel just as much pressure just because of the exposure that I'm getting through this right now. So, and being relative, I think it's at different levels, it makes a much bigger difference. And in her case, you know, the computer was there, but in my case, it was the papers every day. So it's where you got to pick and choose and be really selective of what you want to see and what you want to read.